Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we like to talk about beauty from the inside out. We've talked a lot about skin, and today we're going to be talking about hair. How do we keep our hair healthy and strong? Well, we're so glad to have Alan J. Bauman, MD, founder of Bauman Medical Group in Boca Raton, Florida. Hello, Dr. Bauman. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hi, ladies. Thanks so much for having me.
It's so nice to have you on. You know, if you ask my husband, he said once, if you took a pie chart of my brain, like three quarters of it would be thinking about hair. I'm like hair obsessed. I'm always looking for the best product and what to eat and what to do. And I just think it's so nice to utilize food, nutrition, vitamins to have healthy hair. Talk to us about what we can do, what we can eat to keep our hair healthy and strong.
Right. So hair is certainly one of those appendages, if you will, of the skin that's responsive to your nutrition. Of course, you know how important nutrition is for your skin. Well, your hair is just another important part of your skin, obviously. And let me tell you, your follicles work really, really hard to make hair. You know, they use a lot of energy to do that. So if you are cutting back, for example, the number of calories that you're eating, you know, whether it be a crash diet or something like that, gosh, you know, your follicles are not going to make good, healthy hair. So that's probably one of the most important things. Make sure you eat enough to grow good hair. Right,
that's so interesting. Yet another reason not to do crash diets. So what are some of the foods that you want to eat to have that nice, strong hair?
Right. So sources of protein are really important. So fish protein or lean meat and such have additional benefits for healthy hair growth. So those are really, really great sources of nutrition to get enough protein to be able to make that quality hair and shiny hair and such.
It's interesting. When I went to get my hair cut, I've been taking fish oil for many years. This is Andrea. And sure. I went to get my hair cut, and the hairdresser commented on my hair and said, "Your hair is so shiny. It looks so great." And I was like, "Oh, it's all the fish oil I'm taking." So it's nice to hear that you know, plays a role in our health, you know, in the health of our hair.
Oh, yeah. I mean that's so critical. You know, and it may not necessarily be the hair itself that's responding to those fish oils. It could be the sebum, you know, the natural stuff that your body produces to condition your hair. So don't forget about those sebaceous glands up there in the scalp. You know, they need, they need healthy nutrition too. And so that's probably what the fish oil can do. And of course, we know today, fish protein actually has been shown to improve hair and hair texture and hair quality, not just in the shine, but the thickness as well. And you can get those, you know, natural sources. I mean, obviously salmon and such, but there are actually specific supplements that are good for that too.
Oh, that's great. Well, I love to take my fish oil. It has made a big difference in my hair and in my skin. Let's talk about balding and male pattern baldness in particular. That seems to be pretty common. Is there something we can do naturally, or does it usually, you know, you've heard of Rogaine or there's hair transplants? Give us a 911 on this.
Right. So what we need to do, well, first of all, yeah, well, sometimes it's a 911, right, if you're losing your hair. But the most important thing to do is to first determine your risk factor. So, of course, there's a huge genetic component to hereditary hair loss in men and women. And so if you're looking at your family album and you see a lot of scalp shining through there, either on the male side or the female side, gosh, you know, that's the time that you want to take some action. Go find a board-certified hair restoration physician and get an evaluation. Because by the time you notice in the mirror that you can see the scalp shining through, you've already lost 50% of your hair in that area. So it's really important to take early action. But the good news is that, you know, through measurements and microscopic scalp photography, we see whether we're dealing with a diameter problem, meaning that the hairs are growing thin, weak, and wispy, or a hair density problem, meaning that the follicles have literally turned off and are not producing a hair fiber. And the treatments, they're available. We can prescribe non-invasive therapies, you know, medications and such, topicals. You've heard of the over-the-counter. There's also prescription versions. There's low-level laser light therapy. Even platelet-rich plasma, PRP injections can be used for the scalp. And all of those things can help try to prevent the need for a hair transplant.
You know, I'm a big fan of Carol Alt's show, A Healthy You, and she had this episode with a segment that was great. About this woman who had I think it was laser. There was something on top of her head, and she used it for a long time, and she was able to regrow her hair. Is that something that sounds familiar? You mentioned the laser.
Well, we brought the laser cap is by far the best at-home treatment. It's a doctor-prescribed device, has over 224 diodes. It's a no-side-effect treatment, non-chemical treatment, so it's really nice for patients to use. We brought that device onto the doctors about a month or two ago to help one of their patients, one of their female listeners that are, or viewers actually, who had hair loss, and she became a patient of mine, and we used the laser to help her stop the hair loss process and regrow healthier hair without having to use chemicals.
But that is amazing. Wow. Now, how long does that take? I mean, is that like an everyday process? Give us the scoop on that.
Well, any hair regrowth treatment, whether you're talking about over-the-counter therapies like Rogaine type of minoxidil or prescription minoxidil like 82M or the laser cap or other types of therapies like platelet-rich plasma. Remember, hair grows very slowly. It only grows about a third of a millimeter a day. That's only a half an inch a month. So it's going to take some time for you to see it in the mirror. So what we do is we measure at the baseline when patients come in. We do a measurement of what's going on with a hair check device. That's a bundle measurement, scientific measurement. And we bring the patient back in 90 days. Even before they can notice the changes, we can measure the improvements. And that tells them, hey, look, what you're doing is correct. Stay on the regimen, and by the time 6 months rolls around, you're going to have some nice visible changes in the mirror. So that's how it goes.
I know that hormones play a big part in it as well. I know we've interviewed Lorna Vanderhaeg before. She's a hormone expert, and I know iron, like a deficiency in iron, can also help, you know, play a role in losing your hair. And I also know that when I was pregnant, all three kids, I lost my hair. You know, my hair would fall out 4 months postpartum. I would start losing my hair, and I know that hormones. Can you tell us a little bit about the hormones and how that affects, you know, the hair follicle?
Absolutely. So follicles are a cyclic organ. That means that they grow hair for a certain amount of time, and then they rest for 90 days, then they'll grow hair again for 5 to 7 years, depending on your genetics. So every day, follicles are turning on and turning off, and that's shedding. But what happens is that normally, when you're not pregnant, about 15% or more of the hair follicles are in the dormant phase, and the rest of them are in the growing phase. But when you're pregnant, your hormones are raging, levels are very high.
Right.
More of the follicles are in a growing phase. So when they're in a growing phase, as opposed to a resting phase, they're producing hair, and that's why your hair feels thicker, looks healthier during that time. But when the hormones crash after postpartum phase, you've got about 6 to 12 weeks before you start to notice that shed. And now sometimes the shedding just brings you back to normal, but other times that shedding, that drastic shedding phase, is kind of like the signal or the trigger that lets you know that you're at risk for female pattern hair loss.
You
so
had mentioned
to look at the scalp.
Oh, sorry. You mentioned platelet-rich plasma. What is that?
Oh, PRP. That's probably one of the latest and greatest treatments. It's a stem cell type therapy or cell therapy type treatment. Mm-hmm. You maybe have heard of PRP injections into joints for professional athletes like Kobe Bryant, Tiger Woods, Rafael Nadal. They all had PRP treatments to avoid surgery. PRP is derived from the blood. It's a blood-derived treatment. What we're after are the platelets that contain the growth factors. And when those are used in the body, they can stimulate wound healing, tissue repair, tissue regeneration, and in the scalp, it triggers hair growth.
Oh, that's great. Very interesting. Well, thank you, Dr. Bowman, for being on our show today. It's, you know, for everyone out there listening, if you want to learn more about Dr. Bowman and what he does, you can visit his website at bowmanmedical.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at Dr. Allen with one L, Bowman, B-A-U-M-A-N. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Well, thanks, Lisa and Andrew. It was a pleasure.
Come back soon. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.